show. We are here to coach you to your success, to coach you to your purpose, your passion, and your destiny. Tune in each week, Monday through Friday morning, for a lesson, a tool, or a tip or strategy on how to dig deep past all the things that are hiding the true you. Find out not only who you are, but exactly what you ought to be doing in your life, where you should be going, and how you should be getting there. Well, I am Lalisa J. Williams, your coach, and I am honored and grateful to be here to assist you. Stay tuned for the next 30 minutes and enjoy the show. You can contact Coach Lalisa after the show via the internet. You can visit the website www.lalisajwilliams.com, or for free coaching sessions just for you, go to www.mylifecompass.com/LalisaWilliams. Now I want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out, get ready to take lots of notes. We got activities lined up for you. Get ready to go to another level in your life. And don't forget, invite a friend tomorrow. The show is going to be awesome. And now, Coach Lalisa J. Williams. Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome to another segment of the Coach Lalisa Show right here, Wednesday, the first Wednesday of the year. I tell you, this is a week of first because we had the brand new year and decade started in January on Saturday. And so Sunday, we had first Sunday, and then Tuesday, Wednesday, and now we have first Wednesday. I just feel a freshness, something new, something exciting. We have our amazing midweek motivator coming to us in just a short, short time. And so we will be very thankful and honored to bring him on the line. But we also have others who are tuned in. We say great, great morning to Mr. Paul Carazzi, awesome, awesome man tuning in. Good morning, and we're so glad you could join us. Again, we say good morning to Evangelist Virginia Dancy with the awesome things that she is doing all the way down in North Carolina. We're looking forward to our convention coming there, Releasing Your Inner Power. I tell you, if you step out on faith, if you just step out on faith and let God do the rest, you will be living the life of your dreams, as we like to talk about here on the Coach Lalisa Show, because we want to help you make your dream a reality. And that's what this year is about. I told you that the 2011 is a year where we're going to be in full throttle with launching and preparing to launch our businesses, our goals, our ideas, and our dreams. Because God said, we have not because we ask not. And he said, if we have faith to believe it, do you believe that you can be a business owner? Do you believe that you can grow your business? Do you believe that you can have whatsoever you say? Do you believe it? Go out and make someone's life special today, today. Make it happen for someone else. You know my motto. If you make it happen for others, God will. He is obligated by his word to make it happen for you. So go and find whatever it is you want in your life. Go and find someone and make that happen for them. Well, we want to be about supporting each each other. I want to welcome any new caller. If it's your first time tuning in to the Coach Lalisa Show, well, we want to give you a very, 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 very warm welcome to the show this morning, and welcome. Yes, we want you to know that we appreciate you being here. We celebrate you being here. Good morning, Hypno Solutions. Good morning, Mr. Paul. We know that you all are very supportive of the Coach Lalisa Show, and we appreciate. We want to be doing some. We're going to do some greater things this year with the Coach Lalisa Show. Now that we've upgraded the services for the Coach Lalisa Show. So that's one thing. In April, when April hits, April 2011 will be the month that we will celebrate 3 years of being here on Blog Talk Radio. Three. And you know the number of three is a very powerful number. So we want to have a major celebration in New Jersey. So for those of you who can make it to New Jersey, for April, we're going to do something, but we'll probably do something right here on the radio show. We have to come up with something very, very special because some of you have been with us for a while. But we want to, some of you have been with us at least for all of 2010, but I'm going to go back and play some of the archives because with the premium hosting, you are allowed to play some of your earlier shows. So I'm going to go back and play some little segments, put together some segments as a throwback from the earlier shows, so just so you can see how far we've come. And a lot of people don't realize that you have to start small. And when people see you sometimes, they don't know where you came from. They don't know how you got started. And I often tell people, I remember coming onto the line in the morning, doing the show with just myself and Mr. Blog Talk Radio. That was the only persons that were here. But you see, we pressed anyway, and we did not look at what was around us. We didn't see that there was no one on the phone line. We didn't see that there was no one in the chat room. But we came and we delivered a show regardless. I'm going to go and play some of those back for you. But it's just a blessing to be here. And as soon as Mr. Walker comes to the phone, you know you have to hit your number one key so that I will know you're in the host queue. Yes, he's probably thinking, well, don't you know my number by now? Well, that could be true. But you know what? With cell phones, it's pretty funny. I've called a few people cell phone numbers, and they were like, this is not the same. Ma'am, could you stop calling me? That person no longer has this number. So we want to give a hearty, hearty welcome to Mr. Walker. All right. Welcome, 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 Mr. Walker. How are you today?
You know what? I'm doing splendidly well on this January 5th, 2011. I am doing well. And yourself?
Well, I am truly, truly glad for another opportunity to be here, another day to see the first Wednesday of the year, of the decade. I'm excited.
And I'm glad to hear from you. This is the first time we've talked in this new year. You know, again, we see each other's activities, and we're not too busy, but we always support one another. But I'm, you know, definitely glad, you know, to be here with you once again, but also, you know, what we do on Wednesday, you know, is close to my heart. So, again, just to hear your voice and to be here and to have the listeners tune in and follow us and keep charting forward, I'm ecstatic. I can't be enough. And so sometimes my words are too weak to define how I feel about what we do, what we're doing, and the people that we're touching and that touch us. So thank you. Thank God for 2011. Thank God for 2010. And, you know, and moving forward and all the wonderful things that are coming our way, those that are known and unknown to us. So I'm happy.
Well, you know, there's a lot of things that are happening this month. So before you get started, Mr. Walker, and thank you, I just want to mention a few of those events because These events are also very close to my heart. I can't wait for the people that we're going to touch and be around. And so first and foremost, I'll be interviewed on a show today. There is a radio show that will be on at 3 o'clock. It is hosted by Miss Evelyn Jay. I will be her special guest. It's called Empowered Christian Women Internet Radio Blog, if you get a chance. She's right here on Blog Talk Radio. That'll be at 3 o'clock today. And then on Monday the 10th, I will be on the Dr. Empowerment's radio show. But more importantly, on Saturday the 15th, I will be doing a lecture series on motivating women to succeed, and that'll be at the Jackson Library. And don't forget, Sunday, January the 16th at the Science Park High School, where everybody is going to be there, where everybody that's anybody will be there. Mr. Howard Scott, he's out there pounding the pavement, passing out flyers. They're trying to get almost 1,000 people into that building. It's a beautiful school. The children are excited. It's just going to be awesome. They're going to have authors, performers, singers, rappers, stomper, you name it, they're going to have it. You know our children are the most talented, and they were going to be showing off like you wouldn't believe. Everybody is excited about experiencing the dream this year like never before. And so in tribute to Dr. Martin Luther King, his life and his legacy, and celebrating also his birthday, that's what that will be about on that day. So we are truly, truly excited. And I also want to give a shout-out to a very, very, very special lady who launched a radio program also. Very powerful show, very dynamic. Oh, my God, it's just amazing. You got to stop by her page. Please stop by her page. Make a comment. Encourage her. Support her. Listen to the interview. She is a dynamic radio show host, up and coming, and you're going to hear a lot more from her. The name of her show is Walk in Hope. Isn't that powerful?
Oh, yeah. Walk. And that's on Facebook?
Yes. No, yeah, well, she's on Facebook, but her show is on Blog Talk Radio.
Perfect.
So
perfect.
Right here on Blog Talk Radio, the name of her radio show is Walk in Hope, where she'll be interviewing people, talking about people who have come through some triumphs and some challenges. And her name is Walkinia, and the name of her page on Blog Talk Radio is blogtalkradio.com/hopeful. Walkinia, and Walkinia is Walkinia. And so we'll give you more information about that, but I just want you to support her show. I believe it'll be on again on Monday evening, so, or someday, but if you can go there and listen to the archive. But we certainly want to support her and encourage her, and she did a fabulous job, and we'll have more announcements for you. And don't forget, tomorrow we also have another dynamic guest on tomorrow, Tina Alexis. And then Friday we have Miss Angela Vett Williams. So you don't want to miss either one of those shows. As always, we want to encourage and support our awesome, awesome Mr. Versi Walker. So Mr. Walker, take it away.
You know what? Thank you. Thank you so much. I hope everyone listening has had a wonderful, wonderful weekend. You know, we have, you know, turned the page, or turned the corner, if you will, to not only a new year but a new decade. And in doing so, there's a lot that we must shed from the prior year and that we must bring into or develop for the new year. So, again, I hope everyone had a wonderful and safe 2010 as they transition the beginning of 2011. As always, I'm excited and glad to be here, to be able to join with each and every one of our listeners, as well as you, Coach, for our Wednesday morning midweek inspiration show. And in preparation for it, it's like, what do you do for the first show of the new year? What do you say? Because there was so much that happened and it was done in 2010, especially the latter 6 months, at least for me, I'm still so excited. I'm still so intoxicated from all the events and all the things I'm envisioning for the new year. And I want to make sure that I'm being sober, or there's a sobering thought as well, because I'm a guy who always shoots for the sky. You know, there is no limit to what I believe I can do and conquer. But the one thing that I really realized going into the latter part of 2010 is that I can no longer continuously do it alone. I need to allow other resources and people to assist me to take that quantum leap forward, to go to the next level, because my dream is getting too big just for my one self to handle. And so I look forward to partnering with individuals to assist me as well as I assist others in fulfilling their dreams. It was funny, I was talking to an author just the other day, excuse me, and I was expressing to him that I'm pretty much living my dream. My dream life, my dream home, my dream career, I'm pretty much living my dream, but I have a vision for my life. And I said, my dream and my vision have a little disparity. There is a little distance between them both. And I said, now I want to reach for and accomplish my vision. And so with that being said, I really want everyone to embrace what we're going to talk about today and think about some of the things that may have catapulted them to where they're at in their situation, good, bad, or indifferent. But as long as we can stay optimistic as I am, I'm very hopefully optimistic of the days, weeks, and months that will progress and that I will progress within this year and moving forward. And I want all of our listeners to be that optimistic about life as well. Irrespective or regardless of what has happened to you, you know what, as long as the spirit continuously moves through you and there's blood in your veins and you're still able to be cognizant of what's going on and change your life and your direction, and you can do it at the drop of a dime. I want to say again to you and to the listeners, thanks for tuning in to the Coach Alicia Show, and for you, Coach, for allowing me this opportunity once again to be able to express and share my thoughts, my views, and my experiences with all of the listeners. And I am also gratefully thankful to be able to wake up this morning and hear your voice. Wake up this morning and be in the moment of this opportunity. So, again, I say thanks. As a quick update or report, recently I know I announced to the listeners and to yourself, Coach, that I'm currently working on my next book. This book will be the second installment in the Success series. Since our last show, I've actually been interviewing several prospects who are looking for assistance in publishing their book. I know, and I'm not sure about you, Coach, but I didn't have anyone who was tangible as I'm trying to be, who was accessible or available as I would like to be for these individuals that I'm willing to assist. I'm only looking to maybe bring on or accept 3 submissions for publishing because I want to be intimately involved, because I know how it is to have a dream and someone treat it haphazardly or not give the full thrust that it's deserving of. So with all the things I'm trying to do for this year, I want to kind of be like Lil Wayne. I believe I'm going to be on. I want to be on. And so I want to bring everyone else who's hungry and who's thirsting for their dreams to manifest. So you can't do that with everyone because not everyone is looking to do that. Not everyone is willing to make the sacrifices that you, I, and others have made to get to their station in life. We talk about it, but not oftentimes are we really being about it. So again, I'm excited to even talk to these individuals and share and convey with them my experiences, my thoughts, and how we can assist one another, because it will be a marriage. It will be give and take. It's not going to be one-sided. I don't believe in those kind of relationships. They are not fruitful, in my opinion. You know, someone has to do something here, and there's going to be expectations there, and I want to make sure I can control and maintain those expectations. I'm also putting together the resources and the team to help me take my first book, because I'm going through my first revision. I'm in the process of looking for printing quotes to print my first book as well as my second book, but I'm actually looking to place both of these and dovetail them off of one another in the bestseller category between Amazon, New York Times, and Wall Street by the first quarter, if not by the second quarter of this new year. That then takes me to a whole nother level that I'm not even familiar with, but I'm eagerly anticipating this opportunity. This is such an exciting time for me. I can't wait to share more of my journey with each and every one of you guys on my post, on my emails, as well as on this show. So stay tuned. There is definitely more to come. And for anyone who's not familiar with me and would like to secure a copy of my first book, please visit my website at www.versywalker.com. And there you can find a host of information, ways in which to contact me to perhaps book me to come speak at your event, to purchase copies of this book, and I'll also be posting information relevant to the new success series. And so with that being said, Coach, today I want to touch on and speak of on the topic of failure or the topic of failing. Yeah, I know we're supposed to be here talking about things that are uplifting and inspiring. Now, ironically enough, talking about failure and or failing can be very uplifting or inspiring. Let me clarify that for those who may not understand. I say that not because of the old adage, which states that misery loves company, but because of what can be learned from failing at something. So some may know the story of Thomas Edison, who failed over some 10,000 times. There was over 10,000 different attempts that he made before he ever became successful and discovered the modern-day light bulb. 10,000 times. I'm sure that's embarrassing enough, where most people would have tucked their tail between their legs, grabbed their book, and went home, never to try again, to become defeated, to have 10,000 documented attempts at something before becoming successful at one thing. How about those who are familiar with Jack Canfield and Mark Victor Hansen, who were turned down by more than 140 publishing companies and found themselves in over $400,000 of indebtedness and close to bankruptcy before selling over 118 million copies of their best-selling book and series called Chicken Soup for the Soul. How amazing. These guys' tenacity just dwarfs anything that I've ever done, anything that most people I know of would have attempted. Some people would have given up at decline number 12 or decline number 30 or defeat number 50, but 140 publishing companies turned them down. This says something to the human testament when we know what we know, when we believe so deeply in something that even the naysayers can't turn us away. The publishing company that did decide to go ahead and publish the Chicken Soup for the Soul book far before it became a series and a phenomenon, the publishing company told them, we'll print probably 500, maybe 1,000 books. This thing is not going to sell. I believe it was Jack Canfield said, no, you must produce 20,000 copies in order for us to succeed, because once you do that, then we're held accountable. And we believe so much in this book that whatever book does not sell, we'll buy back from you at full retail. This is conviction. This is belief at the highest degree, in my opinion. This is walking from here to California, here being New York, from here to California with one pair of shoes and $5 in your pocket, because you believe in your dream so much that you know if you can just get there, you can succeed. It must be like in the Bible when the lady made it through all the people just to touch the hem of his garment. That's conviction. But I'm sure she may have failed along the way. I'm sure people consider Jack Canfield, Thomas Edison, Mr. Ford, and tons of others as failures, epic failures in some cases, until they discovered where their true calling was. Yet I know you're probably saying, but these people are all successful. And yes, to you, the listeners, you're right. They are successful now. But they were each considered failures, at least by the definition of the word, or perhaps by their family members and colleagues, because what they were trying to do had not materialized or came to visible manifestation. See, we're a group of people, and I don't know where this happened and why this came about, but we have to see it in order to believe it. And see, these successful people I'm talking about, they were believers, and then they were able to see. It transforms, it's transforming. When you can have your mind so transfixed on something until it comes to visible manifestation. It's just like the seedling budding through the earth where you've watered and planted it every day and so many people are walking by saying it's not there, it's not going to happen. That wasn't a seed that had vitality. Nothing will grow there. That earth does not produce. That section that you planted that item in will never grow. And the one who believes keeps watering, keeps nurturing. And then that mustard seed then grows into the biggest oak tree one has ever seen. So you must have conviction and testament. And also you have to give credence to failure. It's there. It exists among us. Failure, by definition, is an act or an instance of failing or proving unsuccessful, lack of success. A person or a thing that proves unsuccessful. It also states that it is an inability to produce results. The word failure is first known to have appeared around the year of 1643. So I wonder, what was it called before then when you didn't achieve your stated goal or objective? What were people calling it then? Oh, you're a Thomas? Or you're an old Scott. Yeah, you're a Scott. You know, I don't know what they called it prior to then, but since 1643, this word has been used in every venue in books and in radio and television and general conversations, people, something, a product fails to produce. As for me, coach, and truth being told, I have failed more times, both personally and professionally, than I've had the opportunity or have been successful. But failing is where and how I found the courage to continue moving forward towards my success. In other words, for me, every setback was simply a set up for my future successes. And I've always said that nothing beats a failure but a try, and that you can never fail as long as you are willing to continue to try. Try your hand at something. Be flexible enough in this new year to change directions on the drop of a dime. Because it may just take that type of ingenuity, that flexibility, that courage to then discover your true calling, to then discover what was meant to be. And sometimes it's the tweaking of a word in your document. Sometimes it's the changing of a mindset to move from owner mentally with your products and or services, and stand on the side or outside as a consumer. How would the consumer perceive my presentation? I like this, but would the consumers like this? And if I could take the I and the ego out of this, maybe I will stop being a failure or failing at my attempt and then find success. Now, recently, I was watching an interview with J.K. Rowling. Now, you all may know her as the author of the Harry Potter books and those series. Many people do not realize, understand, or comprehend that she is the highest grossing author ever, having sold over 400 million copies of her book worldwide, and from what I heard, they're still counting. She has done more for the literary community than any other author before her. More people who have never thought to read a book own a Harry Potter and have read the book, the series, and became part of that phenomenon. She has introduced things to the imagination that people were told and talked against for fear that people would become larger than life, because with imagination, you could create the world in which you envision for yourself. Now, for this young lady, or for many of us who would consider this as being very successful, and I must admit, moving 400 million units, having students, teachers, and adults alike reading books perhaps for the first time in their life, I must admit she is successful. Oh, did I forget to mention that she is a billionaire? And for those who didn't hear me, that's B as in boy, billionaire. Now, prior to all of her recent fame, she was an impoverished, divorcee, single mom who was nearly homeless. Her first manuscript was turned down by 12 different publishing houses. Fortunately for her, 13 was her lucky number. Now, in spite of her finally being able to secure a publishing deal, her literary agent had the audacity to tell her that she wouldn't be successful, stating that no one would ever be interested in reading children's books. Now, this vision came to her. She's been writing since she was 5, 6 years old. That's all she's ever wanted to do. But I think it wasn't until she was maybe 26, almost 30 years old, riding the train, wondering where her life is going to go, in dismay of what things had happened and occurred and where she was at mentally. She was in a dark place, being clinically depressed. She said she understands sadness, she understands happiness, but depression is an emptied-out hollow that no one can really explain, nor can they understand. So in spite of that, going through that, achieving the success of having a publisher believe in her dream, her literary agent tells her it won't be successful. But she knew she got the vision riding the train when all this information, all these characters just kept flooding her mind. She knew that only if she had the opportunity to be published would this thing be successful. She knew that she had something tangible, but she didn't know to the degree, to the stratosphere, to the quantum leap that this would take her, her life, her lineage, and her heritage. She didn't understand. There was nobody to embrace her. See, in Hollywood, there's a lot of people who've been in movies, actors, stars. You can read up on how they have been treated by paparazzi and the like. There's no one who's made it to the magnitude that she's made it to as an author. So she didn't know what was coming. She didn't know the train wreck that could potentially derail her. But to be told that it won't be successful, I see now who has the last laugh. In this interview that I saw with her, in the same interview, she mentioned that everyone wants to talk about success and that no one wants to talk about failure. And that failure sometimes, or the ability to resist failure or to use failure, oftentimes leads to success. She believes that our failures are just as important as our successes. So much so, at the 2008 commencement speech that she did at Harvard University. It was there that Mrs. Rollins discussed the benefits of failure. That was odd to me, you know, the benefits of failure, most see no benefits in a relationship. Most see no benefits in the job that is securing their lifestyle. They treat it as if it's just happenstance, as if it's insignificant until it's gone, until there's no more water in the well. But she said that she wanted to discuss the benefits of failure. And I know a couple weeks back I mentioned the power of being underestimated. When people don't believe in you, when they no longer think or believe that you're capable of producing, performing, or generating what you want to, I said that's a great power, because now you're no longer on the radar. You can come up and sneak up behind them and woo them or floor them because no one ever thought you were coming. So I understand that benefit of failure as I do the power of being underestimated. Well, at this commencement speech, she stated that rock bottom became a solid foundation on which she rebuilt her life, and that it is impossible to live your life without failing at something, unless you have lived your life so cautiously that you might as well have not lived at all. I thought, whoa, how profound are these words that then sent chills up my back, and still today as I repeat them to you are sending chills up my spine. When she said it is impossible to live your life without failing at something unless you have lived your life so cautiously that you may or might as well have not lived at all. Very compelling story. I ask each and every one of you to not do that to yourself, to reignite, to reinvigorate, to revisit dreams, even past hurts, past failures, to create the success that will mount up in front of you and be the monument or testament to your life's work. There is no reason to be in this world existing when you can persist. There is no reason just to be mulling through when you can drive, revving your engine, speeding down the highway. Don't do yourself a disservice. Stop writing yourself in your play of life, because you're the producer of this thing called life. Stop writing yourself in as, you know, a sidekick or the comic relief. Believe in yourself to, again, be the achiever and the believer of your dreams. Be the one who gets the girl or guy, who gets the goal, who then drives off in the sunset to their destiny. You have it. We have it all within ourselves. And sometimes it's the failures that catapult us to our successes. So let's take a moment just to think about that. It is impossible to live your life without failing at something unless you have lived your life so cautiously that you might as well have not lived at all. If you can't make an impression on something, if you people can't say something about you that is memorable, that was life-changing, if you short of throwing yourself in front of a bus and saving five kids from getting run over, what could somebody say about you when they eulogize your life, when they talk about you and how you impacted? Were you the person who stood out there as a crossing guard in rain, sleet, and snow when you, one, didn't have any kids and two, weren't getting paid for it? Are you someone who was willing to run into that burning building and yank out those people, sacrificing your life and your existence and your health and welfare for the betterment of someone else? Is it that you walk in a room and you penetrate people so deeply that they yearn to hear, see, and feel your presence again? Or are you just being mundane? Are you just saying that, you know, the calendar changed and I changed too? It's just one day between December 31st and January 1st. What differences are you planning for your life? What things will you do in a magnitude of greatness that will change the lives of others? What creation do you have lying dormant with inside of you that needs to come out, and that you're ill and you feel disharmony within your soul and your spirit because you're fighting the very thing that you should be and become? Because you're scared of failure? You're scared of being perceived as someone who didn't achieve? I would rather attempt at something and fail twice than to have never attempted at all. To have the impression of others that I'm lazy, that I'm inferior, that I'm mediocre because I don't want to take the chance at life. I was talking to someone the other day in regards to depression and how it is a dark hole, that sometimes it's just the little things that can make a difference and change your demeanor. For ladies, it could be putting on the makeup. For men, it could be just, you know what, 10 sit-ups a day. And then to open the curtains and let the light shine in and to step out into the universe, and where you were just going to get coffee or going to the mall or just going about your day, and someone says, oh, my goodness, you're glowing, you're vibrant. Well, my, what are you doing, Scott? You look younger. You look like you lost weight. That could be the birth, the rebirth, if you will, of someone's spirit and soul. But if you allow yourself to stay in that dark hole and then constantly dig deeper, when and if possible could you ever come from up under? Because you have not utilized the benefits of failure. You've embraced it and began to own it. No, that's not what I'm asking you to do here. I'm asking you to realize there is always a possibility of failing at something. But there's a lesson to be learned. There is a benefit to that. There is a universal principle associated with that. And if you are using it and utilizing it to your advantage, it becomes not only your testament, but it becomes your springboard towards success. As she said it, rock bottom. Again, if you remember, I said that she was nearly homeless. She was an impoverished divorcee with a child. But for her, her dark place became her solid foundation on which she rebuilt her life. The rebuilding aspect is so great because now you can become whomever you want to be without being judged, controlling your life, thereby enjoying life. Now, I want to ask, or I want to at least say this part. See, she clearly understands and understood that you can't have success, at least sustainable success, without having tried perhaps many times and many attempts at many things and failed. Consider this, a young child beginning to learn how to walk will fail 1,000 times before ever succeeding once at walking. I've opened up, or at least put my name on legal documents, or opened up over 6 businesses in my lifetime. I attempted at 6 different businesses. Some of them I didn't attempt beyond becoming incorporated. Others I did. I put my best foot forward. I used my energy and resources, and they failed to materialize, or at least to the degree I wanted it to. But I kept attempting. I kept reinventing myself. I looked at opportunities differently. I stopped trying to chase the paper. and want to find happiness in whatever that meant doing. If I was going to be a ditch digger, I want to make sure I dug the best ditch. I had the best tools to make sure that my happiness would materialize. And in saying that, I mean, I even felt that my first marriage, or at least my first marriage, failed me. And for me, that was a stigma. I thought that was a big stamp on my forehead. You mean you dated someone for 6 years, never broke up with them, and within 9 months of a marriage, you guys no longer exist? What happened? I took that as a life lesson and a learning lesson, and I changed my thought pattern, my expectations, and my behavior as I moved towards new relationships. And I think I've achieved a certain amount of success, but you never know until it's over. You never know how the turkey is going to taste, even though you baste it until it's cooked, until it's finished. But you have to attempt at something, and sometimes many things, until you find a degree of success that you're comfortable with, or a degree of failure that you're no longer comfortable with. When it came to me, I wanted to believe, and I felt for so long, that my weight issue as a child was simply genetic. I wanted to find another place, another person to lay that burden upon, because I felt it was unfairly laid upon me. And don't get me wrong, I am predisposed to weight gain, because I do have obesity or overweight people on both sides of my family. So the numerous of times and the numerous of diet gimmicks that I tried and failed at are insurmountable. Don't even want to count them. But when I stopped placing blame everywhere else, because it was not just because I was predisposed to maintaining or gaining weight. Now, I mean, everyone is today. I mean, people who were looking anorexic when we went to high school are even larger than I am. But for me, it was when I changed my mindset, when I changed my eating habits and exercise routine, because I didn't have one, is when I started visibly seeing and achieving success. So it took all those rounds of failure for me then to catapult that towards my success. And for me, it's still an ongoing battle and struggle, because I love me some chocolate cake. I wouldn't mind, you know, a bag of Doritos, but I have to do things in moderation if I want to maintain this sustainable, because it is sustainable, level of success in my life. We just can't do the same things and think we're going to get a different result. That is called insanity. So people, embrace your past failures and those that are to come. In fact, I want you to do this for me. I ask each and every one of you listening to the sound of my voice, as you are plotting out and planning your New Year's resolution, plan a little bit of failure in there as well. And I ask you to do this because I'm in hopes that you may learn from this failure and thereby have a greater appreciation and understanding of your success. Because then you could say, I've earned my place. Because so many people want to use the word, I deserve better, I deserve more. Deserving is subjective. Deserving is an opinion that can be refuted. But when you say that you've earned something, you can pull up documented proof, scientific facts as to why this thing, item, or you exist where you stand. So no longer go through life saying you deserve a promotion because you've been there 20 years. The furniture has been there, the brick and mortar has been there, and eventually they're going to replace that as well. But through documented proof on your ability, your willingness to learn, take on challenges, and move the company forward, you can document and say, no, I've earned my position. I've earned the right to be this CEO. I've earned the right to say, no, that's my child and no one else will touch them or put their hands on it as long as I'm living. I've earned that right. I've been here. I'm steadfast. I've met the challenges and moved forward. So, again, if you can plan a little failure, then it won't derail you should it happen. It won't take you off your square should it come about. You have to plan these things. You can't continuously look to be a homeowner and did not plan in case the water heater breaks, in case the AC unit goes out in the middle of the night on a Sunday at 98, you know, degrees Fahrenheit. You just can't continuously work in that vein. You can't continuously just say, I can afford a Mercedes, but then you didn't think about the maintenance and upkeep. And I'll tell you, premium gasoline is a lot higher than regular. You have to plan for these unforeseen or unforeseeable failures. And when you do so, you say, you know, I expected that, and I have now a deviated path. I have a plan B to go around that or go through it or go over it, but not to be derailed by it. So that's what I ask from you people today and moving forward, because I know many of us are sitting down, we're plotting out, we're charting what we want of and from 2011 or beyond. And if we don't embrace, or I'll say recognize, our past hurts and our failures, our attempts at success would be mediocre at best. It won't be to the level or to the degree you envision and that you may have seen others, because you didn't learn the lesson. And as I told you, for me, every setback was simply a set up for my future successes. I don't know about you, Coach, but the number of attempts that I had to get on radio when I first wrote my book, I think I got it written down somewhere. The people who didn't respond, didn't acknowledge, or didn't put me on was amazing. But you did. You took a chance. You invited me. We had a great conversation, and a great relationship was built out of that. But you know what? When you told me the first time, no, I could have stopped. The fifth time I didn't get a response, I could have stopped. The 15th time, I want to, you know, acknowledge or recognize that I have something valuable and or tangible to offer, I could have stopped, but I didn't. I took those failures and I analyzed them. What was it? Was it my voice? Was it my delivery? Was it my pitch? What was it that did not bring me the intended results? And I changed and I transformed. And I went at it again. You can't do things half-heartedly and say, okay, it didn't work for me, I'm gone. No, that is failure then. Learn from these mistakes. Learn from your past failures. There is a benefit. And if you can just model anything from the people I talked about, especially J.K. Rowling, believe in your dreams. Let no one, no naysayer, knock you off your square. Because they can't see. They don't understand the stratosphere. They don't understand the universe as you have been chartered to do, to take on. Writing her books, I'm sure, is a huge undertaking. Writing any book is a huge undertaking. So is brain surgery. But there are people out there who are doing it. And they may have failed at everything else that they tried, and they got this one right. All it takes is to be right in one time. And sometimes you have to go through numerous attempts till you are right, till you are correct, till you now can take things to the next level and benefit from the failure. Now, there's a quote by Bill Cosby that says, in order to succeed, your desire for success should be greater than your fear of failure. Fear. And you know I've talked about that several times in the show, Coach. I don't succumb to it. I don't believe in it. I won't allow it in my existence. But it is there. But you have to be concerned with how you use that. But he says, again, in order to succeed, your desire for success should be, I want to change that word, should be, your desire for success must be greater than your fear of failure. and that's when you will succeed beyond your wildest dreams. And I say cheers to the benefits of failure, because I know for me, it took me from a level of obscurity to a level of now visibility and notoriety. It took me from the back of the bus mentality to now I ride, again, first class, and I'm up front. There's a bigger vision. There's a bigger landscape to see. And sometimes we're too far behind to ever see what's in front or to even catch up. So for me, failure has taken me to places that I never thought I would be and that I would go, because I then had the courage. I then became inspired. I then became motivated to take it to the next level. And I know that each and every one of those who are listening right here today and those who would visit the archives can probably comprehend what I'm saying and then begin to reflect on the life lessons that they learned or should have learned or could have learned out of their past failures. And if you can, go back. And I know for some of you, you may have to go back and dig a little deeper in that mind, but go back and revisit it and make sure that you're not reliving it. And therefore, you're still where you're at, stuck. Take the nuggets that it was intended to and grow. And with that being said, as usual, I ask each and every one of you to remain and or become fearless and take this new decade and this new year on with the vengeance. It is yours. Coach, take it away.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. That was some powerful stuff, talking about using your failures to launch you into a wonderful, wonderful future. And I totally agree with you. There was good chat also going on in the chat room. We have Coach K and Paul and Kiva and Miss Sheila. And also we have a guest in the chat room as well. And someone really loved your story about the books. Yeah, that was very powerful. And I think about when you said how, you know, you maybe have contacted several people and you didn't get the response. And you know what? Sometimes it just takes to do it one more time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes you just have, success comes at the result, the fact that you didn't give up. You
Correct.
Kept going. Yes. And I tell you so many times, you just do it one more time. Don't give up. And I want the Coach of Alicia show to certainly be a place where people can get that encouragement to do it one more time. Don't give up, regardless of whether you're sleeping in a car, wherever you are. Wherever you are, it can happen. We have about 90 seconds left to the show. So, again, we thank you, Mr. Versi Walker, for that powerful, powerful message today about vision, having a vision for your life, and then not giving up. Go forward. Be willing to be different. Stand out. Make use of your past failures. Absolutely. And I love how you said their rock bottom became a solid rock foundation and for which they grew from. So absolutely. Absolutely. If you can, you know, if you're down and out, as long as you can look up, as Mr. Les Brown would say, you can get up.
Amen.
Yes, right? Well, we had Amen. Some callers. I know there was someone, I think they had their hand up, but I think they're gone now. But we certainly want to welcome some of the new callers. If this is your first time tuning in to the Coach Lalisa show, welcome area code 513-316. Also, welcome area code 708 and some other area codes, 732 and some other area codes that I don't recognize. We welcome any feedback that you have for us. You can leave a message right here on the Blog Talk Radio page, Coach Lalisa. You can connect with Mr. Walker through his website, versiwalker.com. You can find him on Facebook. So you can go to Facebook, you can connect with him. And we want to see you back here tomorrow, Thursday. We have another great, wonderful, wonderful interview coming up for you with Miss Tina Alexis. Here is a woman who is living her dream life. That's what it's all about. So go out, make your dream a reality. And, Mr. Walker, don't you stop for anybody. You keep going and you keep blessing people and motivating and inspiring people to be the best. And good luck to you on your travels this week, if you have any, on your book, on the youth that you'll be speaking to. They will be moved and they will be blessed. Everyone.
Well, thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Yes. Oh, you are welcome. And don't forget, those of you who are free at 3 o'clock, please tune in to the Empowered Christian Women's radio show right here on Blog Talk Radio. You can reach the, you can call in and listen on 646-716-9404. I will be on her show talking about how to release your power. Take care and have an awesome, awesome day.
Bye now.
Thank you for tuning in to another segment of the Coach Lalisa Show. Well, we hope you learned something. Now your challenge is to go and apply the tips, tools, or strategies that you have learned here today. And don't forget to invite a friend. Share the knowledge. Share the love. Share the wealth with everyone. Well, we are honored that you were here with us today for this 30-minute segment. The Coach Lalisa Show could be heard right here on Blog Talk Radio every morning, Monday through Friday, at 7:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's been great. It's been real. It's been awesome. And you got to keep moving on up, because in reality, there ain't nothing stopping you now. You are on the move. And this has been Coach Lalisa J. Williams.